for 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
Y'all come on in and settle down. Let's finish our last hour of Rosie on the House. Visiting about what I think is my number one favorite room in the whole house, really. The garage. When I list all the things that have gotten done in the garage at my house, it is almost an incredible list. And we could talk about anything you'd like to visit about as well. If you've got a question or a dilemma or a proposal or a project you'd like to get some expert advice on, I've got Romy right here, and he's the biggest, best expert I know. And his number is 1-888-767-4348.
I have this powerful thing called Goldmine that has the cell phones of all the industry experts for your house, home, castle, or cabin at my fingertips.
We come to work every Saturday morning for the sole purpose of trying to win a place in your heart as becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We have the radio program every Saturday morning. We have the email newsletter that goes out every Thursday. It's packed with tons of information that you can't get anywhere else. We've got the website, RosieOnTheHouse.com, which is the number one contractor referral network in the state. We're bigger, better, and best. Better. I was going to say big, better, and baddest, but that's kind of...
That's not the exact... I'm talking about
the good bad. We're the good baddest.
The good baddest.
We're the good baddest contractor referral network in the entire state. We outbeat all other referral networks because we screen our contractors. We just had a new member join yesterday. He made it through the screening process yesterday. Mexican Tile and Stone Company.
Oh. Nice.
He initially contacted us and tried to get in back in January. I called him yesterday, and he says, you know, I had all but given up. I was beginning to think y'all found something on me I didn't even know about myself.
No, we were just looking for that long.
we were just looking that hard. A lot of referral networks, they find out that you want to advertise and that you've got an advertising budget, and that you can write a check that clears the bank every month, and that's the total of their screening process. Well, not at Rosie on the House. We put you through some pretty tight filters.
And one of the things that we're really proud of on the aftermath of that is these other, quote, referral networks or review sites, they all manage their own reviews. You know, somebody comes in, you know, oh, they're all 4-star, 5-star, and, you know, well, who's rating those and what are
right.
they judging them on? And you know, you can Google any of these and find stories about examples of people that pay to get
the state of California is suing one of the largest contractor referral networks in the nation. The state of California is suing them.
Well, okay. I will say the network probably deserves it, but I'll also say California's probably so broke they'll sue anything and everything to get a buck to keep to keep the state going.
Yes,
but anyway, that's another story.
That's another story for another day and another show.
But we have a third party called the Guild Quality, and they do customer reviews and surveys. So first of all, they verify that this is a real customer that this contractor did work for. It's not anyone and everyone, and it's not your competitor going on there bad-mouthing you, trying to mess up your review sites and cost you money because now you've got to go pay the review company to take those down. And
right.
he's just draining your resources. So this is verified that the work was done by this contractor for this homeowner. And then it's specific points for your KPIs, key performance indicators, the estimating, the cleanliness, the scheduling, the communication. So you're grading on specific things because – I mean, you could get done and with the job, and we've seen examples where know, the smallest little thing can happen at the very end, and they blow their lid because you caught them on a bad move. You know, the job's done completely, and you got one little burr under your saddle. Well, you got this great saddle. Let's just go get the burr out. Well, you get the burr out, and they're still mad. So, you know, there can be just as big of unreasonable review from an unreasonable homeowner.
Absolutely.
As there can be unreasonable performance by a contractor. So this weeds all of that out. The strength and the validity and the third party verification of these reviews through the Guild quality is something you're not going to find anywhere else. Any other review site, you know, they manage it all themselves.
Right. So watch for the Rosie on the House certified partner label in the selection of your contractors, and also look for the Guild quality. It's a national third-party verifiable rating service, much more objective, much more accurate than anybody else is using anywhere on the planet.
And no other referral network would ever go to a third party because it's just a pay-to-play. You know,
right.
They'll put anyone on there if the check's big enough and clears the bank.
Right. So we work hard to make sure that site is as clean as possible and has the experts that we would allow to work at any of our family's homes. And we build that out from Tucson to Casa Grande to Phoenix and Northern Arizona. We're trying desperately now to ramp up our Northern Arizona efforts in Prescott and Yavapai County, Sedona, Coconino County, and Flagstaff. And there'll be a day that we get over into the White Mountains and Sholo, but that's not for now. It's an incredible amount of work to build the network, maintain it, and police it. I say that, you know, what are we up to, Rome? 170, 160 partners right in that neighborhood across the state. And we're the only referral network that has a full-time complaint resolution officer. And he's kind of like the Maytag repairman. He just kind of sits at the office. As a matter of fact, another employee recently got home from a little vacation, and he bought him a pair of socks so that when you're leaning back in your chair with your shoes taken off and your feet are up on the desk.
Gold bond and socks.
The bottom of the sock says, "Don't wake me, I'm working."
Nice.
So Alex and Donnie bought those for Stan.
Nice.
So really nice. So we work hard. Like I say, Mexican Tile and Stone with a showroom on Greenway in Phoenix and down on Prince in Tucson.
That's
recently
hard to do.
It through.
Have a successful business in both markets. They're
it's
so
very tough.
Unique and have their own culture, and a lot of them shun that for some reason. You've got a Phoenix. Oh, you're also in Tucson.
It's
Arizona. 90 miles apart on the interstate. It's not that big a difference, but
so
a lot of people have it in their head. There's a big difference.
Yeah. So in trying to win your heart, we do the Saturday morning program. We do the website. We do an email newsletter that you can subscribe to at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Comes to you every Thursday and has information you can't get anywhere else. We publish in 5 newspapers across the state in a weekly manner. And then, of course, we have the office that's taking phone calls all week long from people all over the state who are trying to help. And let me just say this. We can't help you if you're not using Rosie Contractors. And we probably get 100 calls a month from people say, "Well, I use Billy Bob Plumbing and I'm not happy." Well, I'm sorry. We have no leverage over Billy Bob Plumbing. I hope there's no Billy Bob Plumbing Company in Arizona.
We should have checked that.
I should have checked that before I use that name. We can only help you if you use Rosie on the House partners. If you've used someone you're not happy with, verify their license. If they're licensed, go to the Registrar of Contractors. They have a complaint resolution policy there that is as good as any place else in the country, except at Rosie on the House. A complaint at the registrar is going to take you months to resolve at the most. They've gotten a lot better, but they've got to get out and investigate it. They've got to write a report. They've got to give the contractor an opportunity to come back and fix it. You have a complaint with a Rosie on the house, partner. Bada bing, bada boom. Stan gets it. Stan gives it to the contractor. Stan gives it to me. And, I mean, we're going to drive a solution really, really quick. First, we're going to decide whether or not it's a real complaint or not, or if you're just nitpicking. And a little bit of that goes on, too.
So
that's when I get involved.
Billy, there is a Billy Bob Plumbing Company in Chicago.
Oh, good.
But none in Phoenix or Tucson or anywhere in Arizona.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm really glad to hear that. All right. Go ahead.
You were going to say the newsletter?
In the newsletter that went out this week.
And part of that is we had a trivia that tied into the Diamondbacks. And I think we became Saboni and Buckeyes best friend this week because that was our winner for the Diamondbacks ticket. We had a trivia. And then in last hour, during a segment, was the time to text and pulled a random winner, confirmed that they weren't in the system as a recent winner. Because we like to spread the wealth. You know, like the same people went over and over and over. So congratulations to our Diamondbacks ticket, Saboni.
Saboni.
And Buckeye.
And Buckeye won the Diamondback tickets. Well, congratulations. Also in the newsletter, other than trivia, are tips on how to maintain and care for your home. And in this particular week, we're talking about the garage.
This whole month.
So
garage
we're
month.
Starting it by talking about inspecting the garage and maintaining your garage door. That was in our blog text yesterday. And then we had the newsletter talking about cooling your garage. So we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit about the garage and how you can make it a more enjoyable environment. Really, I mean, it was your wrestling gymnasium with all the wrestling team. We threw wrestling mats down in the garage. It's been a ping pong champion tournament hall. It's been your poker night card hall for a while. It's been the gym and the weightlifting room. It's been the air gun target range. It's been the clogging dancing studio. It's been the cheerleaders studio hall. And all because we have it set up in a way that our garage is a true overflow room of our home. We'll come back and tell you more about that, as well as take Brian's call, who's calling from Chandler.